The Republic, Washington, D.C., February 2, 1895. "My faith has the strength to nourish trees as well as souls," was the remark Reverend Mary Baker Eddy, the mother of Christian Science, made recently as she pointed to a number of large elms that shade her delightful country home in Concord, New Hampshire. "I had them brought here in warm weather, almost as big as they are now, and not one died." This is a remarkable statement, but it is made by a remarkable woman who has originated a new phase of religious belief and who numbers over 100,000 intelligent people among her devoted followers. The great hold she has upon this army was demonstrated in a very tangible and material manner recently, when the First Church of Christ Scientist, erected at a cost of $250,000, was dedicated in Boston. This handsome edifice was paid for before it was begun by the voluntary contributions of Christian Scientists all over the country, and a tablet embedded in its wall declares that it was built as a testimonial to our beloved teacher, Reverend Mary Baker Eddy, discoverer and founder of Christian Science, author of its textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, president of the Massachusetts Metaphysical College, and the first pastor of this denomination. There is usually considerable difficulty in securing sufficient funds for the building of a new church, but such was not the experience of Reverend Mary Baker Eddy. Money came freely from all parts of the United States. Men, women, and children contributed, some giving a pittance, others donating large sums. When the necessary amount was raised, the custodian of the funds was compelled to refuse further contributions in order to stop the continued inflow of money from enthusiastic Christian Scientists. Mrs. Eddy says she discovered Christian Science in 1866. "She studied the scriptures and the sciences," she declares, "in a search for the great curative principle. She investigated allopathy, homeopathy, and electricity without finding a clue. And modern philosophy gave her no distinct statement of the science of mind healing. After careful study, she became convinced that the curative principle was the deity."